Hey, has lichen sclerosis messed with your relationships? You know, partner, family, friends, even at work? Then you need to join us at the Holistic Healing Summit this May 13th to the 17th, because we're bringing all the experts. We're going to be talking about intimacy, sex, as well as how do you talk to your family, friends, provider, boss? All of those things. And this is a free event, live, virtually, so you can catch it anywhere in the world, May 13th to the 17th, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We've got sessions going on all day. Get more information at lssupportnetwork.org/WHS. That's lssupportnetwork.org/WHS.
Hey, welcome. Thank you for coming to listen to the Lichen Sclerosis Podcast. My name is Kathy, and this is our journal of learning about and living with lichen sclerosis. And if you've been a listener of mine for a while, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for sticking through with me. This year has been a doozy, and it has been jam-packed with good stuff, some bad stuff sprinkled in there, but you have continued to come back week after week. Even when I took 6 months off to start a nonprofit, you still came back. So thank you. I appreciate you so, so much. And if you are new to listening to me, welcome to the insanity. And I hope that I bring you value. And I am working on some amazing things for 2022. And I'm just so, so, so pumped to make it come to fruition. So this week, I decided, since this is the last show of the year, I wanted to bring you something a little different. So we are doing the top five episodes of 2021, baby. Okay. And they're in no particular order. These episodes are fan favorites. They're favorites of mine. And if you haven't listened to them, you got something to come and take your attention those 2 weeks that I'm going to be off, so you don't miss me too much. but in all seriousness, there is so much information in these episodes, and I just wanted to highlight them for you. So before we get into that, you know what time it is.
This information is for educational purposes and does not constitute medical advice. Speak to your medical professional before making any changes to your care.
So the first episode I want to highlight in our top five of 2021 is the interview I did with Dr. Jill Craft. If you don't know who Dr. Jill Craft is, she is one of the top LS researchers and LS specialists. She's based in Washington, D.C., and she works with the Center of Vulvovaginal Diseases. Her mentor and co-partner at the co-partner doctor, I don't know, they work together, is the renowned Dr. Andrew Goldstein, who again is a top researcher in LS. And I was honored to have her on the podcast as the first guest of season three. And we talked about research of women of reproductive age, and we talked about proper steroid use. So this episode is titled, How Are Reproductive Age Women and Steroids Similar? With Dr. Jill Craft. And here is a few highlight clips from that episode.
It's a myth that the tissue's too thin, because that feeds into, oh, well, steroids thin the tissue and I'm tearing because the tissue is too thin. When in actuality, the tissue is too thick and the steroids are decreasing inflammation and they don't have the same effects that they would in normal skin. So it's actually what you want to do, not what you don't want to do. If you want to make a best friend, if you release their clitoris and take away those little keratin pearls, you have made a best friend. Unfortunately, with this condition, if you're not using the medication optimally, then you may not be getting the treatment that you need, or it may not be, it may not work as well. And then it automatically goes to, okay, well, topical steroids don't work for me. And it's not that they don't work. It's just that maybe they weren't being applied in the way to maximize how they work. The idea with topical steroids is that steroids decrease inflammation. That's how they work. They decrease inflammation. And so when they're applied to the skin, first of all, they need to get all the way down to that area right above the basement membrane. They need to absorb through all the skin layers to get to where that inflammation is located. Now that skin is thick, so it's hard for the steroid to get all the way down there unless you're applying it in the right way. And I'm going to let you in on how to do that.
Awesome. So that episode is located at lssupport.net/Dr. Jill. You can watch the video, you can just listen to the podcast, and all the show notes are right there. Super important, especially if you are newly diagnosed and don't know how to use your steroids properly. 100% recommend this video, this episode. My next top episode is called How to Snap Out of Appointment Anxiety. And this episode is personally my favorite episode. I have a really strong connection to this episode. I was really vulnerable and I talked about an experience I had with appointment anxiety and shared how I was able to snap out of it. I know a lot of us who suffer with LS or just chronic illnesses, period, have suffered some kind of appointment anxiety at one point or another. And this episode just highlights some tips and tricks on how I personally get out of them. And I hope that they help you.
So recently, I was driving to the doctor, and as I was on the road, on the highway, my eyes started tearing up because while I was driving, all I can think about was, oh God, please don't let this doctor give me bad news. Please don't let them say the words that I don't even want to let my mind go to because they're so scary. And then I started envisioning what life would be like if the doctor gave me a worst case scenario. If the doctor said those words to me, and now they were a reality and I had to deal with them, what would that entail? And thinking about that future is when I started getting teary-eyed. My body went cold. I could feel chills down my arms, I got like goosebumps, and I don't even remember like focusing on the road. Like I was just in my own head with these fears and these anxieties. And looking back, I know I'm not alone in these feelings. Many of us feel this way every time we have to go see the doctor, every time it's time to get that 6-month checkup, that annual checkup, or we've called and made an emergency appointment because something's just not right. And I felt all of that fear, all of that anxiety, all of that worry. And just thinking about it, I feel it again. The worst part about this particular trip to the doctor is that it wasn't even for me. It was for my 8-year-old daughter.
Yeah. just listening to that episode, it brings back all the memories of that car ride and how much anxiety I was feeling at the time. So I hope that if you suffer with appointment anxiety or just anxiety at all, that you listen to that episode and it helps you to work through it. So you can find that at lssupport.net/appointment anxiety. The next episode that I want to highlight that made it to the top 5 episodes of 2021, I'm so super pumped about, because it is with one of my best friends and a fellow LS warrior, an LS advocate. She's just a roundabout badass. And if you are looking for hope, inspiration, just some way of knowing that there is a light at the end of the tunnel, then this lady is who you want to listen to. I'm talking about no one other than Jacqueline, author of The Lost Labia Chronicles. She is amazing. She has gone on from this episode to now have her own website for The Lost Labia Chronicles, which you can go to at lostlabia.com. And she's so badass that she just dropped an ebook, okay, that you can get for free at lostlabia.com/ebook. So go to The Lost Labia Chronicles, subscribe if you haven't. And I'm telling you, if you are dealing with pain with sex, if you're dealing with mental health issues around like anxiety, all of those crazy things that we deal with LS, you need to be following my girl, Jacqueline. So enough about this. I have a few highlights, and only a few, from her episode called The Lost Labia Journey, Finding Community.
I think really that was missing for me was support and finding a community. And importantly, that was finding a community that was a good fit for me. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's really important just when you're looking for a therapist or a pelvic floor physiotherapist, a gynecologist. Fit is really important. Not everybody is going to be everyone's cup of tea. There's a lot of support groups out there, and I tried some in the early days, and they were just not a good fit. It was a really good experience. I mean, the thing is, I wasn't happy that everybody in the group had LS and was struggling.
Right.
But I had went so long feeling completely alone in this, and all of these things like checking your vulva and these fears that are so specific to LS that no one could relate to.
Right.
Suddenly there was this group of people with LS in front of me that were just saying the same thing. And it just validated all those feelings that I had for so long and sat alone with.
Yeah.
So that was a really wonderful experience for me, because finally I was like, wow,
your community.
I'm not alone. And yes, these women are fantastic. And then I shortly after joined the membership that you offered that's off social media. And really, I think that in the virtual meetups was that final piece, was support and community and information and resources and good quality information and resources. I can't even remember what having zero discomfort is like. There was always just a little bit, even if it was just a teeny bit at the start. And he just went in me like it was nothing. It didn't hurt at all. And I think we both realized from my facial expressions that it was fun and enjoyable. So clearly we went from treating it as you're a dilator to nope, we're going to have sex and we're going to enjoy this.
Yeah.
And I orgasmed twice.
Woo!
Yes. And that was also very exciting, because for the longest time, I also thought, because my clitoris, because I have clitoral phimosis, I was worried that maybe I couldn't orgasm anymore. That's false, by the way. You totally can. If you're a listener and you are fused, you can still orgasm. All good. Yes. So we did. And immediately after, I bawled my eyes out. Like, aww, just my eyes were so swollen after. But it was the first time that I cried after sex, but it wasn't because of pain, or it wasn't because of disappointment, because I couldn't finish. Like, I couldn't, you know, I'd have to be like, I need you to get out. Like, this can't go on.
Yeah.
And this was the first time that I cried because it didn't hurt at all. And it was fun. It was pleasurable. And I couldn't believe it because when I was diagnosed with LS, I truly believed, in fact, I had accepted my fate as you just can't have pleasurable sex, penetrative sex. I almost accepted that. I did not think this was in the realm of possibility.
Isn't she amazing? I freaking love that woman. She has the heart of gold. She will help anyone. So if you're struggling with painful sex, if you're struggling with mental health around LS, and you want to talk to somebody who's been through it, like for over a decade been through it, subscribe to the Lost Labia Chronicles. Go to lostlabia.com and get on her email list. Shoot her an email, shoot her a DM. She's on Instagram and Facebook at the Lost Labia Chronicles. And I love her. I love her. The name of her ebook, which you can get at lostlabia.com/ebook, is 3 key things you have to have in place when you have vulvar lichen sclerosis. So if you are newly diagnosed, if you can't seem to get it together, go and download her ebook because she knows what she's talking about. She is the complete success story. All right. So next episode that has made it onto our top 5 episodes of 2021 is all about pelvic floor physical therapy. Now, when I started the year, I didn't know hardly any pelvic floor physical therapy. This lady, she's amazing. She has so much empathy and so much love for patients. And you can feel it when you talk to her. She's just so heart-centered. Her name is Ashley Stump. Here's a few clips from that episode.
Can you tell us the story of somebody that you've been able to help?
So first initial evaluation, unable to have functional penetrative activities, intercourse, okay, with this specific patient, penis into vagina, and then nervous system really heightened, so like very fearful, and then that plays a role on self-esteem and how she views herself and negative self-talk, and so then it was affecting her relationship. And so the first evaluation was a lot of education about the nervous system in itself and how the nervous system also plays a role with everything. And muscles and all of that. And so we started very, very gentle on perineal body, stretching it a little bit. So then I was able to insert with my finger and lubricant and assess all the muscles. And they were sensitive to her. Some were painful. And when I was evaluating, definitely tension was there. I like to describe it to patients as a muscle that doesn't give. So like if you would push on a relaxed muscle, the skin under it would give in a sense, but a tense muscle, yeah, it's like a knot. And then whenever I feel that, I like to tell them, like, I never want them to be in more than like a 3 out of 10 pain when I'm assessing them. I don't want them to be white knuckled feeling like they got to push through it. Right. So it's really gentle massage. And then with my finger, you're kind of just going along the fibers of the muscle, and then I can physically feel the decrease in the tension, which usually correlates to them having less sensitivity of that muscle than when we started. Okay. So it was quite a few sessions of my finger working on those muscles. And then we got to a point to where after my finger was pretty benign and non-threatening to her, we were progressing that to vaginal trainers or dilators. I asked her, you know, what is functional for you? Like with these dilators, what's functional? What's the size that we need to get to be functional for you? So we progressed through that. And this whole time, you know, we're working on mind-body connection. I always say we strengthen the wrinkles in the brain to have her like attuned to what I'm doing, because that's helping strengthen the wrinkles. So the brain that corresponds to the pelvic floor muscles, yeah, in a sense, to get that connection stronger. And so we went through vaginal trainers, and then I met with her and her husband pretty early on, just kind of talk and have him be on the health team with me, because yes, he's just a part of it, if not more than me, oh, you know? Absolutely. Yeah. So I met with both of them at the beginning, which was very beneficial, I feel like, for them and for him to feel like he's a part of it. And his goals matter to me too, you know. So we went through the trainers, and then there's something called Sensate Focus, which is like a graded introduction, I guess, to more functional penetrative activities. Okay, so it's graded, and it's a way that is non-threatening. It should be like a no pressure, no goal of climax, no goal of orgasm or anything like that. They were working through that together as I was treating her. And then now she is pain-free. She is having the best sex life. These are her words, the best sex life that she's ever had.
I love that. I love that very much. Yeah. I love the fact that not only are you working on the tissue and the muscles, but you're working on the subconscious and the brain and the, like you said, the self-identity, the self-consciousness. I mean, not the self-conscious, but yeah, I guess the self-consciousness, the ego, the self-confidence.
Totally.
Because that is huge. And yeah. Especially with women with LS, like just for me personally,
sure.
That was a major, major thing for me, is that my self-esteem went from, I just knew I was the shit and I knew I was hot, and to where I was just like, okay, I guess you're not that hot. And you know, and then I started treating myself differently. So
totally.
Love the fact that you're working with these women, not only to bring back those relaxed muscles and to make that space in the vaginal opening, but to make that space in the subconscious and in the brain.
It's so important. We are not just physical people, right? We're emotional, spiritual, physical, everything's connected.
Isn't she amazing? Like, oh my God, freaking love, love, love Ashley. She is so focused on her patients. It's not about just, you know, getting you in and out. She takes her time. She explains everything. Just talking to her was a joy, and how much information and willingness she had to just spend time and explain. So she is one of the speakers for our Lichen Sclerosis Support Network Holistic Healing Summit, which is coming up in May. Mark your calendars, May 9th through the 13th. It is going to be huge. This year we had 5 speakers. Next year we're going to have 10 plus. So get ready, because it is going to be awesome. So you can listen to that episode at lssupport.net/PFPT for pelvic floor physical therapy. This next episode is all about diet. It's with dietitian Erica Ebrill, and she is also an LS warrior. She went and did a deep dive into all the research, and we talked about what she found in that deep dive in this episode.
I'm sure because you have LS, it's more of a personal study than just your normal academic study.
Yeah, as we all know, LS is not exactly a walk in the park. The diagnosis in itself is a pretty like shocking one, as we've all experienced. I definitely took it from the same angle as an academic would, in the fact that I did go through all the literature databases, and I did do how an academic would actually research or look up whatever possible findings I could find on diet and LS. But yes, it was something that I did actually do when I first got diagnosed, but it was a really rough one. And then over the last week or so, I actually did what's a more thorough one. I came with about 5, and 2 of them was not specific to lichen sclerosis. And then there were like 3 others that actually looked at LS, which I'm more than happy to share with you.
What do you recommend we do if we want to find out if food is a trigger for us?
If you definitely want to skip the guesswork and you want to find out what your food trigger is, highly recommend seeing a dietitian or a nutritionist that's trained in this department, because what they will do is they will put you on an elimination diet, but that's only so that they can then figure out what your triggers would be. And then what happens is after you go on that elimination diet and you test different foods, you then have an answer of which foods are related to my flares and which foods aren't. And then you're sort of able to figure out what diet or what sort of foods you want to eat from then on with that knowledge of which ones contribute to the flares and which ones don't. That's probably the fastest way to get that understanding. And the reason why I say to actually seek guidance with it and not do the elimination diet yourself and test it yourself is
like
because,
AIP and stuff.
Yes, yes. Okay. Because what happens is a lot of women go on these elimination diets and they skip the reintroduction phase.
Interesting. So if you are curious about LS and diet, definitely go check out that episode. You can listen to it and watch it at lssupport.net/diet. And all of these links are going to be in the description for this episode. So you can just click and get there however you do on your phone, or if you're watching on YouTube, right underneath, because we are on YouTube. So those are the top 5 episodes of 2021. And I have one more honorable mention for you. It's a bonus episode. This one was recently released. It is the episode where I talk about taking control of your life back from LS. Do not let LS control your life, right? Because there's not enough joy in the world. And the little bit that we do have, we cannot let our disease take it. So this episode is called How to Keep Your Quality of Life with Lichen Sclerosis. And this one is another one that's dear to my heart, and that is why it had to be honorable mention.
During a virtual meetup, we were discussing my previous episode with Dr. Cynthia Wesley. And if you haven't checked out that episode, you want to. If you want to know anything about grooming and bathing and all that good stuff on how to take care of our vulvas when we have lichen sclerosis. So we were talking about hair down there and, you know, removing it and everything. And she expressed shock that you could actually do laser treatments and the shaving. She thought that she wasn't going to be able to groom anymore. So I asked her, why did you think that? She said she was recently diagnosed and she had been down the Google wormhole and she had read about irritation and things like that. So she assumed that that would cause irritation and she would no longer could do it. Then another lady expressed that she had read that you couldn't use fragrance soaps on your vulva and that you should only do water. And she was shocked that the doctor said that it was okay. And this kind of got me worked up because here's the thing, and this is exactly what I told them. Don't let LS change your life. Don't let it come in and stop you from doing things that you enjoy, stop you from doing things that you normally do because now you have this diagnosis. Someone threw out all their sexy underwear. You don't have to do that. If you can't wear them now, put them to the side. You don't know where you're going to be in 2, 3, 6 months, a year. Don't let LS take control of your life. Don't rearrange the way you live for LS. Have faith that you're going to manage this disease and get back to living the way that you want.
I stand by those words 110%. Please, 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 please have faith that you will get better. It might take you a little while. Might take you a long while, but don't give up the fight and don't let this disease take control. You can listen to the full episode at lssupport.net/lscontrol. That's all I've got for 2021. 2022 is going to be even better. We've got Dr. Kraft coming back onto the podcast talking about new research, which I am so excited for you to hear. We've got many more LS warrior stories. These ladies have been brave enough to come and share their experiences with us, and more doctors. I ain't even going to go through all of it because it's just too much. And I've got new projects. I want to be meeting y'all and talking to you in 2022. So look out for that, because I got plans for you. So I am going to be off for the next 2 weeks. I'm taking next 2 weeks to just be with my family and to prepare for 2022. If you shoot me a DM on Instagram at Lichen Sclerosis Podcast, or email me at Kathy@lssupport.net, don't expect a response until January 3rd at the earliest, okay? Because I'm taking the 2 weeks off, being with my family, prepping for 2022. I hope you have an amazing holiday. I hope you have an amazing new year. Don't go too crazy, but do if you want. And I will talk to you next time.